man on the planet, Rod Evans.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Hour number three, the fastest 3 hours in Internet Talk Radio, is right here on the Rod Eccles Show. I am your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunkerized Studio, powered by Zinc Media Arts. Here it is on Thursday, August number 30, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Today, the whole system is just going wackadoodle wacky. I can't bookmark certain sites, especially if they're right leaning, but I can bookmark certain left leaning ones. I get the Spreaker soundboard is freezing and unfreezing and chopping and jumping and chipping and chirping and all kinds of things. I have no idea what the hell is going on today because it's only Thursday. Well, stuff like this doesn't usually happen on Thursday. Stuff like this happens on Mondays and Wednesdays, but not usually. Not usually on a Thursday. Thursdays are pretty innocuous. In any case, welcome back to the hour number three here on the program. And don't forget, folks, don't forget to be here. Speaking of Wednesday, next Wednesday, September 5th, you got some stuff that's going to blow you away. Honestly, it is just, you know, all I can tell you is it's something that is currently in the news cycle but isn't getting any attention. And after what I drop on you on Wednesday, it should be getting some more attention. We will soon see and find out if that is actually the case, if somebody actually is going to pay attention to this or not. But we will take that into consideration about what is coming. You should take this into consideration about what is coming up next Wednesday here on the program. In the meantime, I can't emphasize it enough that you need to be here to listen. In the meantime, America's next top socialist has a list of things she'd like to investigate. Now, it is pretty much a fait accompli that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to be in the House after November. And that's simply because, for whatever reason, the Republicans just won't put up a real challenge. I have no idea why. They could easily win this seat. Even if they just started now, they could easily win this seat. And if you think, well, the best thing that could happen for the Republicans is for them to elect Ocasio-Cortez, don't even, no. You can't let these people get a foothold. You can't let them win anything. Because we see how difficult it is when we let them win something and they approve certain stuff. We can see how difficult it is to reverse it after they put it in play. And now we can't get rid of Obamacare. Because we let them win, and they put it into play, and now we can't get rid of it. But anyway, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of Puerto Rican descent, evidently. That is what she says. She's of Puerto Rican descent. She has a list of things. Oh, speaking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, just as a side note, Chelsea Manning, a.k.a. Bradley Manning, is being barred from Australia. If we have time, we'll delve into that story. This is ridiculous. But in any case, well, who's next? Bruce Caitlin Jenner? in any case, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat out of New York House District Number 14, who is the heir apparent to that district seat. She tweeted a list of priorities for investigations, not a list of priorities of what to do or legislation that she wants to pass, a list of priorities for investigations. She says, get ready to investigate the GOP's federal response to Puerto Rico. Human rights violations under ICE. Environmental Protection Agency firings. What? You want to investigate people who got fired? Okay. Travel ban and family separation. Election security and lack thereof. Corruption. I'm sorry, but this girl is I know she's 28, but she's a little girl. She's daft. I mean, I would use the term monkey in some form, but I don't want to be called racist, so I guess I can't. The federal response to Puerto Rico? Oh, yeah. Well, forget about investigating Puerto Rico itself. You know, where, you know, the place where the feds sent all this cash and food and supplies there, and it all sat there on trailers, in parking lots, rotting away. Yeah, so feds sent it, but Puerto Ricans, okay. Human rights violations under ICE. What human rights violations? Oh, you mean following the very law that Democrats put in place? Now you're going to say those are human rights violations? Well, your party, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, is the one who passed those laws to begin with. How about Environmental Protection Agency firings? Oh, because you don't want anybody from the Environmental Protection Agency to be fired, especially if they believe in global warming. Well, you see, you don't have control over the Environmental Protection Agency. The executive branch does, and the CEO of the executive branch is the president. Now, I know you might want to think that the president shouldn't be able to have the power that he does, but that's what a CEO has, and that's what the Constitution says. A travel ban and family separation, again, the travel ban is upheld by the court now. Oh, yeah, you can do that. President's got the power to do that. So what investigation is there? What are you going to investigate? The president issued a very legitimate constitutional order banning certain people. And look, we even heard from Agent 0010 yesterday why the president chose some of those countries to ban from coming into the USA. Because terrorists got their hands on passport production equipment. And remember, well, how are they going to get a U.S. passport? You can only get a U.S. passport if you are a U.S. citizen. I know it's a shock to people like Ocasio-Cortez, but the entire world does not get their passports from the United States. If they're French, they get their passport from the French government. If they're Russian, they get their passport from the Russian government. If they're Chinese, if they're lucky enough, they can get their passport from the Chinese government. Now, remember, the Chinese are now putting in place this new credit score system that if your credit score in this particular area in society, if your societal credit score is too low, you won't get to travel. So you'll be very lucky to have a Chinese passport if you're Chinese. And, of course, if you're Vietnamese, you get a passport from the Vietnamese government and so on and so forth. So, therefore, if you are Syrian, you get a Syrian passport. The problem with that is that we found out that a lot of Syrian passports were seized and absconded with by ISIS terrorists. Same thing with Yemen. Same thing with Iran. Same thing with a few other countries that the president wanted to ban from coming into the U.S. Why? Because we could not say for sure that their passports were secure and that those people were the people that they said they were. There was no way to prove that they were who they said they were. So, hey, let's just keep them from coming in for a while until we can figure this out. Now, you want to investigate that? And family separation, well, hey, you know, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Obama's the one that was, all those pictures that they were using about kids in cages, I don't know how they got away with it. I do not know how people were convinced of this. Those are the same damn pictures that we saw back when Obama was doing the same damn thing. You're giving kids, you know, tinfoil for blank. No, that wasn't under Trump. That was Obama. And sometimes they would leave the actual date. The picture was taken. You know how you get the date time stamp, the date stamp on a picture? Some people were stupid enough to leave the date stamp. on the picture, trying to blame Trump. This is what Trump is doing to our children. And the date stamp is, you know, it says like it's, you know, August of 2014. Well, last I looked, 2014, the president was Obama. It was not Trump. So is that what you want to investigate, Ocasio-Cortez? How about the election security and lack thereof when you and when your party absolutely refuses to back voter ID laws of any kind? So you want voter security. And you won't even turn over the records of things that we know that you, at least you claim were hacked by Russians. Well, I'm sorry. We now found out that a lot of that hacking actually wasn't the Russians, it was the Chinese. Do you want to investigate that? Is that what you're saying? Corruption, corruption, corruption. Oh, you want to investigate all this corruption. So you're going to investigate Hillary and Obama and Maxine Waters. We know there's a lot of corruption over there. So you're gonna investigate them and all that corruption. No? You're not going to investigate any of that? Then why even bother putting out a list? Well, this is what Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wants to investigate. I am so shocked by this. I mean, damn. I could move. She's from Brooklyn, the Bronx, whatever. I could move to District 14 and still beat this woman. I mean, honestly, I mean, it isn't going to take much for Republicans to put up a decent fight to take. This is an easy seat to steal. Well, I shouldn't say steal. That's the wrong word. This is an easy seat to win. Believe it. Look, she didn't even get that much support from her own people. But she only got to like 12,000 votes. It was like one of the lowest turnouts in a primary in that district's history. She doesn't even have the support of her own party. I'm telling you, it's an easy seat to win, and we're not going after it. And we should. But in any case, Chelsea Manning may be barred from Australia. Not Austria, Australia. I love how they start this, how Hot Air starts this article. We haven't heard much from convicted traitor Chelsea Manning lately, aside from his attempt to be elected to the Senate in Maryland this summer. For those who missed it, Manning was edged out in the Democratic primary by incumbent Ben Cardin. But that doesn't mean that he's not keeping busy. Manning has a speaking tour set up, which will take the former Army private around the world. Those plans ran into a bit of a hitch this week, however, when Australia announced that Manning was persona non grata and would not be allowed into their country. I also love the fact that they keep calling Chelsea him. He. Well, I'm only using the name Chelsea so people understand who I'm talking about now, because if I say Bradley, a lot of people will say, who? Maybe I should go the way like I do with Caitlyn Jenner. I just say, you know, Bruce Caitlyn Jenner or Caitlyn, a.k.a. Bruce. But in any case, Bradley Chelsea Manning, a convicted classified document leaker, will not be allowed to enter Australia for a speaking tour is scheduled to start Sunday. His tour organizer said on Thursday. Think Inc. said it had received a notice of intention from the government to deny Manning entry. The group is calling on his supporters to lobby new immigration minister David Coleman to allow him into Australia. While he can appeal, but why is Bradley Chelsea Manning on a speaking tour? What the hell is he going to speak about? How to betray your own country? Well, it sure can't be how to betray your own country without getting caught, because he got caught. You know, how to fly under the radar? I mean, I know, what is he, like 5'4 or something? I know he's a tiny little man, but still. And by the way, have you seen pictures of him lately? He does not look good as a woman. I'm sorry, he doesn't. He looked like a cute 12-year-old boy when he was acting, you know, all dressed up in his uniform and he was acting as a man, as Bradley. You know, he looked like a cute 12-year-old. But as a woman, it's not, it doesn't work. Believe it or not, his, I know people are going to say, what? Believe it or not, his face is too masculine to be a woman. Bradley Manning? Yes, he's still a boy. That's how you know he's a male. Now, maybe he's not a man, but he's still a male. Therefore, he can never be a woman. But in any case, which after a little bit of research and speaking to our legal counsel, so said the host, or Think Inc., we understand is potentially an imminent refusal of his visa. Think Inc. director Susie Jamil told the Australian Broadcasting Group. oh, my goodness. And, of course, Bradley Chelsea Manning looks like is not going to be able to accompany her group of Think Inc. speakers on this speaking tour. I don't know what the hell he's going to be speaking about. Because Australia will not allow him into Australia. Well, maybe it's because they won't let him in because she's a he. And is pretending. I don't know. Did he have his... Well, in a lot of these documents, for instance, is Bruce Jenner now listed as a female on his passport? Because there are some countries that won't accept it. And simply because of that, they'll consider it a fake passport, and they won't let him into the country. Is that what Australia is using against Bradley? I don't know. I don't particularly care because they can use any rule that they want to in their own country. That's fine. It's their country. Let them choose. But is this one of the things that they're using? Because now they view the document as being a fake or falsified or altered document by calling a man a woman and vice versa. See, a lot of you people that believe in this stuff, you do not live outside of the United States. You think the entire world is just like the USA. It is not. This is why we're not the big bad guy or the boogeyman on the planet. You know, everybody doesn't think like we do. Everybody doesn't have the same rights around the world as we do. Everybody doesn't, you know, you want to get to the LGBTQ, XYZ, you know, LMNOP community. They don't fall for that crap in a lot of countries around the globe. Even some countries that you think are just so wonderful, like in the Middle East or in Africa. You know the continent where gays are still persecuted the most on this planet? It's not even Asia. It's Africa. And Africa is a continent that has, you know, a few different cultures on it. It's got the Arabic or Moorish culture. It's got the black or black African culture. It's even got some white Africans down there, you know, mostly in South Africa, called South Africans. And that's the continent that is the most homophobic right now. But yet you want to, you know, heap all kinds of praise on. Well, and the problem is that at least half of Africa is of the major religion is Islam. And what is Islam? Islam is a, you know, doesn't accept homosexuals at all. So I don't know if that's the case. There is no possible way that Bruce Caitlin Jenner is probably going to get to travel to the likes of places like Saudi Arabia. They will probably deny him her entrance, an entrance visa. Because they don't go for that kind of stuff. And that's not the only there are many Eastern countries in Asia that wouldn't go for it either. Pakistan probably wouldn't allow him in. India might. China would just try to be nice about it. But there are other, you know, Indonesia probably wouldn't let him in. So don't be so quick to judge about why somebody is not allowing certain people into their country. It may just reflect their religious or their civic beliefs, and it's an offense to them. Yeah, even Australia. Australians may be a little, may have some liberal tendencies and biases, but after all, when it comes to the government has the laws, and that's an altered document because you're obviously a male, not a female. This is the other thing that these people have got to understand, that you're born and you will always be what you are born as. Well, I was born the wrong sex. That may be. Maybe you were born the wrong gender, but once you're born, you can't change it. Well, I can cut it off or add it on and paste it on and take the hormones. No, you're still not the sex you want to be. You're still the sex that you were born to be. Sorry, but that's the truth. That's just the way it goes, folks. I mean, people, they want to try to pretend something else, and then. What about the people who decide that they no longer want to, what about the guy who thought he was a woman, took all the female hormones, and then decided, I don't want to be a female anymore. I want to go back to being a guy and stop taking the hormones. You cannot change your sex that easily. Sorry. And it has happened. It's about as bad as now, California wants to ban some of these, I don't want to be gay, fix me type of books now because it's the anti-homosexual or fix you homosexual therapy is being banned. So now they want to ban some of the banning books now. So a person who believes that they do not want to be homosexual will have no outlet to go anywhere to get help. Well, because there's nothing wrong with them. Well, how do you know? Maybe they honestly really don't want the proclivity that they have, and they want a way out of it. And now you're telling them they're stuck because they can't talk to a therapist, because by law, therapists can't present any sort of, anti-homosexual therapy. They can't read any books about it because you're banning all the books. What are they supposed to do? Kill themselves? Because they can't get the help that they want? You think you're doing some good here, but you're really doing quite bad and terrible things. And believe it or not, there are people that are quote unquote cured of certain sexual proclivities. Because you say, well, it's not a choice. Well, evidently for those people it was. And they choose not to go on living in that particular lifestyle for the rest of their lives. And they're awfully happy. On the other side, do you know that the suicide rate for post-operative transgendered people is higher than pre-operative transgendered? I thought that they were going to be happy by becoming the sex that they thought they should have been born as. Where those who are post-treated, who want to be treated for same-sex proclivities, who are treated and become post-same-sex procurers, they have a lower rate of suicide than before getting treatment. But you want to make that treatment illegal. And you want to make something that causes people to commit suicide at a higher rate legal.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candy, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Go. We're already at that time in the program today where we bring to you, or I bring to you, today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, August number 30, are thus. It is Frankenstein Day, or in the case of Mel Brooks, it's Frankenstein. Frankenstein Day takes place on the anniversary of the birth of author Mary Shelley, author of Frankenstein's Monster. I guess August is a good time to do it. Why not? It's not Halloween time, but they didn't have Halloween back then. I mean, they did, but they didn't. They didn't celebrate it the way we celebrate it now. So it wasn't a monster day. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It's also International Day of the Disappeared. I am sure that there is a candidate for for the House down in Florida that is probably thinking that she's part of this group of people, considering she's a Republican, being endorsed by the Miami Herald, and she's admitted to people publicly in the public that she was abducted by aliens. So this is probably a day for her. International Day of the Disappeared. They could have disappeared from anything. Falling off a cruise ship. There have been people that have disappeared falling off a cruise. Yeah, they just can't find them. We know that they're most likely dead. We just can't find them. For a number of different reasons, especially in the ocean. Either they could have sunk to the bottom, because not everybody floats. They've been eaten. That's highly possible, too, especially in shark-infested waters and where you have big creatures that like to eat meat. And they never will be found. Never. Especially if they've been eaten, they won't be found. It's also National Beach Day. I know kind of a dichotomy there, International Day of the Disappeared, but it's National Beach Day. National Beach Day was created to celebrate the beach, to encourage the cleaning up of beaches, and to get people to want to protect beaches. In other words, man-made climate change is causing erosion of beaches around the world. Not even going to get into it, because we know that that's a falsehood, because beaches have been eroding and being built and made by Mother Nature for centuries, and we have nothing to do with it. We are able to save some beaches by doing certain things, by putting, you know, certain barriers out into the water, or you know, just various different engineering ways to either build the beach or save the beach or keep the beach from eroding any more than it already is. But it happens naturally. That's the problem. We just think everything's supposed to stay the same. It doesn't. At least not without some work. It's also National Grief Awareness Day. That's pretty explanatory. Don't you think? Grief. It's also National Holistic Pet Day. Well, this is for all you granolas out there that want your dog or cat or iguana to be granola too. It's Holistic Pet Day. So you use holistic methods in keeping and rearing your four or six or eight legged friend. Some people have spiders, tarantulas as pets, so that's an eight legged creature. Any six legged creature? I don't know if there's any six legged pets. Some pets don't even have legs. Well, fish and snakes. There are people that like snakes. I still don't know how a serpent can be a pet, but okay. And believe it or not, there are some snakes that seem to recognize their owners. And they're they kind of curl up next to them. I don't get it. I would never have a snake as a pet, but some people do, and these snakes recognize. I guess they can recognize you just like, you know, your iguana or, you know, your guinea pig or your dog or your cat. You ever seen iguana go up to people? You know, some of these lizards that people, I mean, they recognize their owners. Their owners are nice to them all the time, feed them. They recognize who that person is. I don't, you know, if that's what you want, fine. I don't think there are certain things that should be pets. If they're still wild, I don't think they should be pets. Snakes and lizards, I don't think should be pets. Dogs and cats, well, they've been domesticated, so they kind of have to be. They'd have a very difficult time. And of course, their breeding would get way out of control if you let them out on their own, especially cats. Oh, God, cats are like rabbits. Any case, it's National Toasted Marshmallow Day as well. Yeah, it's apropos because, well, for one, we've had so much heat around here, but now it's supposed to cool off here a little bit, and so people might want to be able to have some little campfires or backyard fire pit fires, and you can roast and toast some marshmallows and have some s'mores and all that kind of good stuff. It's a very good summer food. It's a camping food. It's a bunch of fun, you know, just sit around the fire, tell some ghost stories type of good time at night. And now is a good time to do it because the night will cool off a little bit without being cold, so it's not winter, and people can still enjoy themselves. Although you want at this time of year, you probably want to bring the bug spray because the mosquitoes might be out. It's not like after a frost or something where all the bugs have died off or been put in hibernation. So you're still going to have the bug spray tonight if you're going to celebrate National Toasted Marshmallow Day outside. And some people do it inside. It's not the same thing doing it over your stove. Sorry, it's not. It's also Thoughtful Thursday, being thoughtful on this day, which is observed on the last Thursday in August. And this happens to be the last Thursday in August, as well as it is Slinky Day. Yes, it's slinky, it's a fun, it's a wonderful toy. Anybody remember that? Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. Fun for a girl or a boy. Is that sexist? To say fun for a girl or a boy? Should it be boy or girl first? I don't know. Why does girl come first? And I'm surprised they aren't saying the slinkies are sexist. But anyway, those are your holidays for today, August number 30. Now, go out and celebrate responsibly. Don't eat too many toasted marshmallows. Yes, I mean, that would probably be bad if you ate too many toasted marshmallows. Did you see that Cynthia Nixon? Does anybody know who Cynthia Nixon is? Yeah, she was one of the stars on that Sex in the City or Sex and the City? I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I don't fully know what the actual real title is of the program. Sex in the City or Sex and the City was the title. So she was one of the four main female co-stars of this program. Well, evidently she's running for the Democratic nomination for governor in the state of New York. And she's a lesbian, by the way. She's an out lesbian, and she has who's her partner? Her partner's another, you know, pretty famous, semi-famous actress or model or something like that. But in any case, they had a debate, I guess. I'll stop lying when you stop interrupting. Now both of these people, by the way, Andrew Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon, they're both rather... can be construed as bullies in their own rights. Now Cynthia Nixon although she's very skinny and very, you know, tiny in stature, she's rather what, you know, her personality puts her much like what you would call a bull dyke, very in charge, very much a bully when it comes to other people. And we know Andrew Cuomo is nothing but a big bully. But although the difference is, I don't think I've ever heard Cynthia Nixon say that the United States has never been great and can't be great. Although we know Andrew Cuomo who said it. It seems that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, settled their differences over the temperature in the hall and whether or not they would shake hands. They did prior to the debate. Then the two Democrats, or more correctly, one Democrat and one Democrat socialist, got down to business of debating the future of the state. Yes, so Cynthia Nixon is actually a socialist Democrat or a Democratic socialist, however you want to count it or call it. But in any case, they had their first debate, and they did. They argued. This is how silly this stuff was, folks. They actually argued over the temperature. And really, it came about, well, is Andrew Cuomo being sexist because he won't bend to the will of Cynthia Nixon, and her request for a certain particular temperature? I'm not kidding you, folks. This was actually a story. I don't know. I thought Cynthia Nixon was past her hot flash period. Isn't she? She's like in her late 50s, early 60s or something now. I thought she was definitely past the hot flash period. Rod, that's sexist. Well, men don't have hot flashes. There's a reason that women do. Men don't. It's a certain hormonal imbalance, and men don't get that imbalance, generally speaking. Although, evidently, men now have a period. Yes, yeah. Did you see the story that yes, there was this whole notion that that men have a male menstrual period? I guess I don't fully understand it. Look. When it comes to this leftist nonsense and crap, people, that's exactly what it is. It's hard to understand what these people really, what they're really after. I know they want equality of the sexes, and they're never going to get it, so they try to force it. Well, men have periods. Really? We have menstrual periods. But unlike women, we don't bleed anything. We don't have to put on, you know, tampons or anything. I know I probably shouldn't be covering this kind of stuff. It's probably going to be taken out of context, and I'll get in trouble somehow. But, you know, damn the torpedoes, folks. Look, we're two different sexes for a reason. You know, our body chemistry and hormone chemistry are different. Our brain chemistry is sure we're both humans, and you know organs can be interchangeable for man and female. I get it, but there are some parts that females have that men don't have, and there are some parts that males have that females don't have. That makes us very different, even though we're very much alike. I get it. Evidently, leftists don't get it, and we're just supposed to be construed as being exactly the same no matter what. So women can do whatever a man can do, and a man can do whatever women can do. And neither one of those is actually accurate. Women cannot do everything a man can do, and men cannot do everything a woman can do. And so we're not the same. So try to make us that way, and you're going to run into all kinds of problems. I mean that's bad enough, and this is bleeding over. I know, bad choice of words, but it's bleeding over into religion. You know, now it's important for religion to reflect the belief of the people instead of the people conforming and transforming into the belief of the religion. So now that, well, let me give you an example. Catholics aren't supposed to believe what Catholics have always believed. I'm not talking about the traditional stuff, just their doctrine. They're supposed to change your doctrine in order to fit today's modern Catholic society. Catholics have got to change with modern society. Well, no, that's the whole point of religion. Religion is supposed to make you better. It's supposed to make you a better person, a better human being, which means you're supposed to change your behavior and your thought process to match your denomination or your religious doctrine. You don't change it to match you. You're supposed to change to match it, because it is supposed to be, you know, if you become this holy person, no matter what your religion is, that means you become matched up with the doctrine, which makes you the ultimate human being. Whether that makes you Catholic or Protestant or Buddhist or what have you, whatever the doctrine is, you're supposed to live up to that doctrine. You're not supposed to tear down the doctrine to meet you, because That's everybody. It's different when it comes to that kind of stuff. But everybody can become one and whole if they all try to achieve the ultimate in their doctrine. And so now people are asking about, well, will Catholics start beginning to bend on this and start beginning to erase tradition and erase doctrine, which is more important, and bend to the will of the people instead of people bending to the will of God or the doctrine of the church? And people are also now asking, well, is this Pope really Catholic because of what everything that he's said and done? Some of this stuff, there's no way in hell a Catholic would ever believe it or do it. Look, I'm not Catholic, so you Catholics are going to have to figure out your own Pope. That's up to you. You guys have to decide for yourselves on that one. Personally, myself, I believe that the probably shouldn't go here, but I'm all about the truth. I believe the Catholic Church is a little bit heretical because Jesus Christ himself said, nobody gets to the Father but through me. And you can come directly to me. He said that. But the Catholic Church says, well, no, you got to go through a hierarchy. You got to go through a priest or the Pope. The Pope is the guy on earth that God put. They never said that. God and Jesus never said that. That you had to go through, you're supposed to confess your sins to God, not to your priest. And look, Catholics aren't the only ones who do that. I'm not just trying to lay that on Catholics. They're not the only denomination or system that a major church that believes that. I think it's nonsense, which is why I'm not a Catholic. to put it plain and simple. Now, I don't hold anything against. Look, you can't believe how many times a Catholic has come up to me and said, you know what? I'm a born-again Christian, and I'm a Catholic. As if Catholics aren't born-again Christians. Now, Catholics, I guess, believe they're not born-again Christians because they make a point to say that, if they are, which I find to be interesting. Again, I'm not Catholic, so I'm not gonna dump on Catholics, except when it comes to points of doctrine that I find to be a little bit heretical based on what I believe the Bible says. And one of those things is confession. You don't go to your priest to confess. You confess directly to God. Because that's who you ultimately sin against. But in any case, Catholics are asking, Catholics are asking this question. No, it has nothing to do with me, non-Catholic. They're asking, is this Pope actually Catholic? And they're actually talking about this guy may need to resign. We've already had a pope step down and retire. We've never had that before because pope is supposed to be pope for life. But we've had a pope that's, I'm too old and frail. I need to retire. So he stepped aside, which has never been done before, I don't think, in the history of the Catholic Church. And so now they're talking about something about getting a pope to resign. That's from within the Catholic Church itself. This is not coming from without. So this is why I'm asking the question. What the hell is going on with the papacy? I mean, is this guy really a Catholic? Is he that corrupt, do you think? I don't know. Look, we know that we've had some pretty evil popes in the Catholic Church in its past. There have been some pretty diabolical and evil men who were, crowned pope. And there have been some very benign and very good, benevolent people, men as well. It's run the gamut. Just like kings and queens, there have been some good ones and bad ones. They've run the gamut. But is this a case where we got a bad pope? Do Catholics have a bad pope? Well, how do you get rid of a bad pope? Well, because it doesn't look like he's going to be dying anytime soon of natural causes. He seems to be pretty healthy. Just saying. Again, let me reiterate, I'm not Catholic, so this is something that the Catholic Church has to resolve for themselves. People from the outside like myself can't demand anything, honestly, what the Catholic Church does. If they want to change their doctrine, that's up to them. You could fully do that. I'm just saying that if you want to be in a part of a religion, you're supposed to try to live up to that religious doctrine, not change that doctrine to fit you. Because if that's the case, you should just form a new religion. And that's how that stuff works. Just saying. Finally today, we got some parents are, by the way, did you know that 96% of Google research results for Trump news are, give you results of leftist leaning news outlets? 96%, but it's not biased, not at all. Just because, you know, we've been fighting this whole, you know, leftist, liberal, Google, social media, left-leaning bias for all these months, and it's now coming to, you know, it's coming to a head. But this is also something that's quite alarming. Parents, this is from EAGnews.org. Parents fight back after school drops Pledge of Allegiance for student-authored Oath to Global Society. Folks, I'm not kidding. Atlanta neighborhood charter school principal Laura Zelski, Z-E-L-S-K-I, Laura, L-A-R-A, decided students will no longer recite the Pledge of Allegiance during the school's morning meeting agenda, which she described to parents as an effort to begin our day as a fully inclusive and connected community. This is a charter school, which, you know, charter schools in most, as far as I understand, charter schools get public dollars. So they're almost, they're kind of a quasi public school. Over the past couple of years, it has become increasingly obvious that more and more of our community were choosing to not stand to recite the pledge, she wrote, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The statement posted to the school website promised parents that students could recite the Pledge of Allegiance later in the day if they felt like it, and vowed to create a better pledge specifically for the school. Teachers and the K-5 leadership, K through 5 leadership team, will be working with students to create a school pledge that we can say together at morning meeting, adding that it will focus on students' civic responsibility to their school, family, community, country, and our global society. I'm really looking forward to what our students create, the principal wrote, according to The Blaze. Now, the move infuriated parents and quickly gained the attention of Georgia House Speaker David Ralston, gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp, and others who denounced the decision. Yes, because we're not getting kids to live up to a standard of American society. We're now changing American society to reflect their own little beliefs. I'm not kidding on this one, folks. This is how bad this stuff is. So, if believing in the Constitution in America is a religion, now they want to change that doctrine. Just putting that out there. No Pledge of Allegiance. Let's pledge allegiance to global society. And half that global society wants those kids dead, by the way. Just reminding you of that. So, just so you know. And also, since you already know that we're out of time for today because you hear the music in the background, we will be back here tomorrow for Open Mic Freedom Friday. And don't forget to be here next Wednesday because it'll blow you away. Until then, I'm Rod Echols. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.